I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Hit it, Brinny. It's time. Let's get somebody $1,000. Joey, run. Joey, run. Where'd you find that? Who even does that?
I don't even know that.
I don't know
David
why that.
David Guetta's.
Oh.
David Guetta.
You sang
that sounds
it.
Like a I know, but song. I didn't know where I heard it from. It just said, the word was run. I was like, run, Joey, run, Joey, run, Joey, run, Joey, run.
And you don't know where you got that from.
Well, it must be from my childhood or something. That sounds like a 70s hit, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like a hit at all. But okay.
Well, it must have been a hit for me to know that. It.
What about Run to You by Bryan Adams?
I like that song.
Sing that. How does that go?
Run. She's got a heart of gold, can't let you down.
Oh,
I'm
gonna run to you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you do. You know that song.
Yeah, you
do.
You know that song.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, I know that part.
Fair near.
Gonna run to you.
Fair near.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is the line where you can call us. You can text us. We love hearing your comments.
Take the money and run.
You all right?
Oh, I like that song too.
All right.
That's Steve Miller Band.
Yep.
We don't have to play more songs.
Sure about that?
We can.
650 asked, does Hooman listen to you guys when the show is happening? Not all the time.
No, sometimes he's busy with the phone screening.
And sometimes he just daydreams.
Or scheduling lunches.
Oh my God.
He's got two a day.
Breakfast.
He was so funny.
Over or exercising.
Over the weekend, I can't remember what I texted Yuzi and Hooman about, but Hooman wrote back like 2 hours later, like telling me what he was wearing. Like I was.
No, Sarah. No, Yuzette wrote, what are you wearing?
She.
And I said, I'm wearing my t-shirt and boxers.
She texted us a picture of an old intern and says, do you remember this
guy? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I ran into this guy, Joe, at Oxbow Public Market or whatever, someplace in Napa. And he's like, hey, I worked for you like 8 years ago.
Oh.
And I'm your old intern. And he did look kind of vaguely from. I was like, okay, I don't know. So I took a picture with him and I texted it to Hooman and Yuzette to see if they would remember him. And they didn't. But then, like, lost way up in the conversation, Yuzi asks me something like, what are you wearing? Because I've been shopping.
And then, well, she had this cute little top on and her shoulders were showing.
And then all these texts go by. So we're going back and forth and Hooman's even in that. And then, like, 2 hours after all that is gone, he writes back that he's in t-shirt and a boxers. Or boxers and a t-shirt. Right. And I'm like, are you texting the wrong person?
Uh-huh. Like, we thought he was, he was texting with some other girl.
But then he wrote... Yeah. But then he wrote something about how he's the Bay Area's premier movie review guy.
To you?
Yeah, it was funny.
Somebody wrote, who is this? So it's Truman, the premier Bay Area phone screener.
Oh, it was funny.
All right.
I said, you texted the wrong person. He says, me? No. How about you guys? Are you texting the wrong person? This is me, Hooman, the premier phone screener of the Bay Area. And then Yuzi writes, hey, I'm wearing boxers too.
I was.
Glad to hear you were?
Yeah.
Oh. 415 says, we have an Easton and Ethan on our block. Kids play in the street all the time now. I disabled our doorbell during napping years so the neighbor kids wouldn't wake mine up.
Oh, that's
smart.
That's a great
that's a good idea.
The kid's like, oh, are the kids here? Are my friends here?
Well, they have no, they clearly don't have a concept of time. You can't say, come back in 2 hours because they came back in 15 minutes on the bell.
Right. When I was a little girl, we lived in Kingston, Massachusetts, and shame on you,
shame.
Kingston. And my mom was always hardcore about bedtimes. Like, she had three kids, and at one point, she had three kids under four, and she was, like,
over it.
7 o'clock was bedtime, and that was it. And in the summer, it's late until nine. So we had this little tiny one-story house with a porch that ran along the front, and so you'd walk in, you could walk in from the porch onto the kitchen, but my bedroom was, like, right next to that. And so you could look in my window from the porch. So it would be 7:30, you know, on a Wednesday night. And I'm 5 years old, like, in bed. And all my friends are on the porch, like, talking in the window and, you know, such a bummer, man.
408 says, I'm happy to hear that Isla is going down the street to play with the kids, not a scheduled play date. I also love that you are the dad story.
Are you the dad?
There's hope for normalcy in the future.
There is. The best gift you can give your kid as they grow up is a neighborhood. I really wish we'd moved to our neighborhood years earlier. Mm. My kids were isolated. We could only set up play dates because they had to be driven everywhere they were going to go. We lived up on a hill.
Right.
It wasn't like they were walking anywhere. There was no place to walk to.
We were talking about parents in a story, parents getting 21 minutes of me time a day, and moms get even less. And I mentioned that.
And me time, by the way, they count going into the bathroom to pee. Like, that counts as me time. Like, I'm actually alone in here for 1 minute.
This is the text that came in. 925 says, oh, my God, my kids will come into the bathroom while I'm showering, even though their dad is on the couch, and ask me to open something for me. It pisses us both off. Please let me have 5 minutes apiece to myself. I think that, like I was saying, I don't know how it is in your family because your kids had dad home all the time. But most of us, myself, most kids, it seems like they shout for mom.
Right.
Like,
well, she's
knee-jerk.
The one who does stuff for
right.
them.
Right. Whatever it is. Mom! Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mom gets way less than dad does.
Yeah. Well, and dad's tired because he's been working all day.
Well, I don't know.
He's going to go ahead and sit down.
I don't know that that's always the case
family. I agree.
Right.
I didn't have to. I would like to make my dad a sandwich so he'd have a sandwich to eat when he got home.
Oh.
And then we would make dinner after that.
Oh, so he would have a sandwich and dinner.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kind of sandwich?
Like a bologna or a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, bologna.
Yeah, we had to eat bologna when we were little.
Yeah, everybody.
Cheap,
you know,
it was cheap.
Right,
yeah.
Sure, bologna. I actually liked it.
Yeah.
Like a bologna sandwich, sure. With a piece of that Kraft America, you know, the stuff you unwrap.
Totally.
You have to have that.
Processed.
Fake cheese, food.
Yeah. My brother, Jan, loved bologna so much that he would trip at anything that was put on the table. For dinner, he'd be like, I'm not eating that. I want bologna. And he would take a squirt mustard on the side of the dish and have two plain pieces of bologna. And he'd be in heaven just dipping bologna into
cutting
mustard
pieces and,
while the family ate some meal Sandy had made for everybody.
Slaved over.
Some
right.
incredible meal. And there's the boy eating two pieces of bologna. Happy as could be. Mm. 21 minutes of me time. Is that when we hide in the bathroom pretending to number two?
Oh, my God. Hilarious. I remember just being so happy to be behind a closed door for my kids. I'd be like, maybe I should clean this bathroom. Maybe I should just do some yoga on the floor in this bathroom. Anything to not leave this bathroom.
408. I work for the company that sells Bartles and James. It's obviously not as big as it used to be, but we still sell a ton every single year. You can get it in liquor stores and still some grocery stores.
Bartles and James, shame.
I love the commercials.
I don't remember the commercials.
It was the
two old guys,
right? On the rocking chair, the porch.
They were Bartles and James?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, funny.
I believe so.
I guess I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
Hooman, are you able to down two Zimas? Do you think you could get
two
down in one night?
How much time? Like over maybe like...
2 hours.
No, it's too fast. Maybe like 3.5.
When's the last time you caught a buzz?
I had a mojito yesterday.
That's not catching a buzz. That's having a drink.
Oh, wow. Just like to brainstorm and think out loud. Let me see.
Open your throat and let that stuff fall in, would you?
No.
Like you never really let yourself go. Your drink always just like all the ice melts, so it's like layered. There's like the layer of water.
Yeah. I mean, you're shoving drinks down our throats and... poker.
Yeah, just... we're drinking and playing poker. Like
wow,
I would
I'm
make
focused.
You a drink every 20 minutes if you needed one.
I
every
don't.
Couple hands, I'm like, all right, I'm making more drinks. Who needs them? Not me. No thanks. I'm not done with this one yet. And then at the end of the night, I've made him one drink, and I'll get all the stuff so that he can have like a really nice mojito, like muddled all the crap.
I was at Hall Vineyards the other day. Hall
and you got
Wines.
You actually caught a buzz?
Yeah, they had their release of their new wine.
And you were buzzed.
I had a mini eensy weensy, teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Yeah, he's just doing a plug
so
for
you,
them.
Yeah,
he
just wanted
to plug
Holly.
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
That's what I thought too.
I want you to get drunk at my party this
morning.
Well,
if you guys agree, you must be wrong.
I'm sure Harry and Meghan love each other, but the marriage was approved to reduce race tension in the country.
Is it
oh,
working?
That's why they approved
that's
it?
What they think.
Maybe.
Besides Harry, the only opinion that Meghan cares about is Queen Elizabeth's, and she has welcomed Meghan with open arms. The other relatives are lesser royals that no one cares about. Meghan is the best-looking person to marry into that family.
Oh, I think that Kate Middleton
yeah,
is the best-looking
the
person.
The other one isn't... Oh, if I had to choose, I'd go Meghan, but they're both,
oh, really?
They're both pretty hot.
Yeah. Kate's
Diana
my kind of girl.
Hot. You don't think
right.
so?
Yeah, she's pretty. But she's not as pretty as Kate or Meghan. I mean, come on. She's pretty. Who cares? Well, I do, obviously.
Yeah, you do.
415 says, man, you guys are really selling this parenting thing. I think I'll stay on my birth control.
Do it.
There's no law that says you have to have a kid. You know what's great? Not having kids. And people are always like, oh, I regret not having... No, don't. Just enjoy your freedom. You don't have to. There's too many people in the world anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, or do have them. I don't care what you do.
Well, you know, that argument that people make about there being too many people in the world, we don't benefit from the taxes that all the young people in China pay. We need people to pay taxes.
That's
here.
True. We do need people
in America.
To pay for Social Security.
Right.
I'd love
so,
to get that when I grow old.
The population in India doesn't pay for our Social Security, if you know mm-hmm. what I mean. So...
The Chinese consulate's calling me again.
I wish I didn't wear a strapless dress and had drinking water at my wedding.
Oh, they got wasted and mm-hmm. had too many clothes on, huh? Or no, they wish I didn't wear a strapless dress, so their top fell off at their wedding.
Yeah. Or they were doing this the whole time.
Yeah, whole thing.
That sucks.
No, that is not a good look.
No.
Constantly hiking your dress up.
No, it's a bummer. And it's just uncomfortable because you constantly feel it slipping down.
Yep.
You just want it to go up and stay up.
Yeah.
Oh. I wish my husband didn't invite some freeloaders to our wedding that took from our venue.
Oh, no. Oh.
What? Freeloaders.
Well.
Wedding.
Husband.
Anybody wish they could have changed the groom? I do.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, make better choices.
I wish my bridesmaid had not put an open bottle of champagne in the back of the car with my dress.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Well, it sounds like it got
spilled
all over
everywhere.
Her dress.
Yeah. My 50K wedding was perfect. Dress from Paris, Old St. Mary's ceremony, cable car to and from, Marines Memorial Club for everyone. If only I had been truly in love and not divorced a year and a half later.
$50,000 a year and a half?
Oh, that's awful.
I would have changed the groom, says 650. You know, that's, you hate hearing that. It's like, why didn't you stop it?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that weddings get away from people and they don't even allow themselves to go there in their head that they might be making a mistake because they're too far down the path. Too much money's already been laid out.
Mm. The deposit. The dress.
Yes, human.
The ring.
Game
the
over.
Flowers. The invitations. The tickets that have been purchased yeah. to come to your wedding. You get on down that road and it's hard to turn back.
Come on in.
Even
He's
when
on
you
down.
Should.
408, I don't know what they know about it, but they say weed in the first quarter of 2018 is $60.9 million in tax revenue.
Is that what we were hoping for? Does it, that sounds good.
That's,
$60 million we wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that seems...
It's more money for them to mismanage everybody.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby as himself, says 925, is hilarious, and I still quote so much of it. It's hard... Not to now, but we know who he really is. Yeah, I was saying I feel guilty. He does this rap about how kids are brain damaged, and he's talking about his kids in a joking way, but just how everything they do is
stupid.
Makes no sense,
right.
And it's funny.
Yeah,
it's It's early comedy that I grew up on that I really loved that sort of formed.
It's hard. I think comedy is such a personal art form. Like, you relate to certain things that someone talks about. So I actually think it's harder to get the taint off of that. Like Michael Jackson, I know he's a pedophile. I don't like him as a person, but I love his music. And I can listen to it without really sitting there thinking about it. But when I listen to Bill Cosby, like, I just know that I'd be reminded. Because there's something about comedy it's that person's voice. Because I was going to say hate the artist, not the art. But then it's really hard to listen to that stuff. Knowing what you know about him.
The early Bill Cosby's were records too, mm-hmm. kids. So I didn't get to watch it on YouTube. Put it on the record player and stared at the speakers like that's what
was playing.
Like that's who it was. Or at the actual record spinning. Yeah. And I just looked at that while the sound came out.
We used to wear records out. We had nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Oh. God forbid it was raining. I'd just be like, what do I do? I'm so bored. My mom would hand me soap and be like, go outside.
I was going to make a joke about thank God for droughts. You know, California, I didn't have much of that to worry about.
We had summers where it rained every single day. No, there's nothing good about that. It'll just rain whenever it feels like it on the East Coast. Stupid weather. Never like raining. It's like, yeah, but I felt like having field day at school. Rained out.
Hey, Salad Bonnie, Human, and Yuzi, can you please wish my sister Michaela a happy, happy birthday? She turned 27 yesterday. I currently live in Melbourne, Australia, and had to set an alarm for 1 a.m. May 15th, Australia time, just to write this message so my sister could hear it in the morning of her birthday.
Oh, what's your sister's
name again? Happy birthday, Michaela.
Michaela, happy birthday. Oh, sweet. 415 says, I never understood the point of drinking if you weren't at least trying to catch a buzz.
Oh, I'm with
you. Then again,
right,
I'm 23, so maybe I'm just not there yet. I think I also feel that at that age, I never drank just for the pleasure of drinking. I always was drinking with a purpose. Like now, I'm like, I could have a beer just to enjoy a beer and not.
You can?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that's really not.
Well, you don't have
to
be sorry. To me, I just never looked at booze that way at all. If I wasn't going to have 10 beers, I wasn't going to have one.
Right. Why would you start if you can't finish?
I'll have a Coke.
Right.
And wait 3 hours and then have 10 beers.
Tell them away from you people.
Whatever it is we got to do. Because
I can have 10 beers in the next 10 minutes.
I miss the old Beta Breakers. Would die if I tried to do that today.
Mm. Get naked, dude. People don't get naked anymore, right? Isn't that it?
Oh,
no
I
more
think
drinking,
they still
no more,
pull that crap.
Still nakedness?
Oh, I'm sure.
That's a nice way to get a little space.
That's
in the
exactly
crowd.
How that ends up looking. They have a 2-foot space around them.
I don't want to get any of that on me.
Which is smart, except for all the pictures of your shrunken wiener and your saggy balls that are everywhere now.
Saggy balls.
Was it worth it?
And it is generally dudes who are.
Oh, it's always dudes.
Just want to be naked.
Going to for my first tat this summer and terrified they'll spell things wrong. Courage, not comfort, is the quote they're after. Well, bring it in.
And look
double
at
check it,
it before you do it.
You'd be surprised. It just takes a second.
Yeah. No, courage, you put. There's no two G's in courage. Cougage? No. Cougar, not comfort.
Legalized gambling. Where's the crowd cheering sound effect?
Oh, well, it just doesn't matter that much to us, I guess.
Yeah, we're not.
You're the one who's cheering.
We're not the ones.
Give them the cheer. Legalized betting on sports events.
All right.
No, they want the yay. There you go.
I like that one.
Who is that? Is that all of us that you manipulate?
Who's
that?
Like kids.
Little kid? I know.
Yeah, it's a bunch of kids. It's a kid soundbite.
All right, that's all the text, everyone. Thanks for writing in. We appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Wow, what a fun show today, guys.
Yeah, it was.
Yay. All right. Great.
We're going to do a podcast for you guys now. We're going to walk
5 feet
down the hall and start over.
Right. We're leaving Studio A and going to Studios B, C, and D.
Where you can say stuff that you can't say on these airwaves.
That is correct, Vinny.
That's
it's a fine
true,
line
Vinny.
Often right. between what you
good
can
job.
Say here and say there.
We got a couple emails, but I didn't read them. Are there any good for the
one
Secret
of them was
show?
Pretty good. I'll okay. do the bad advice. That's one of the things we do on The Secret Show. If you've got a question or a problem or something that you want your friends to honestly bat around for you because, you know, we don't, what is it called, gilding the lily? When you make something a little better than it mm-hmm. than it actually is. Because your friends are always trying to, you know, they don't want to come right out and tell you. We'll tell you.
Well, we'll tell you stuff. For the record, half of the time we give advice on the drive home, I'm like, I just thought of the way to handle that.
Well, sometimes we well, you can record it in your phone and then we'll add it in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll just add it right in there.
I've already moved on. I just, whatever.
Well,
sorry
to me, that's one of the fun things about the bad advice is that once we've done it, because, of course, we're not getting instant feedback. It's a podcast
right.
that
yeah.
we record on The Secret Show. People write in and say, no, this is what you should. And sometimes people have real problems and someone will like write in with helplines or, mm-hmm. you know, resources. But it is always nice to sort of revisit those things after seeing them through the lens of other listeners. So if you've got a problem, no matter how big or small, and you're stumped, we'll do our best
we
to help
you.
We do. Send an email with bad advice or Secret Show in the subject line to Sarah@RadioAlice.com or Vinny@RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. We're going to go cut that now. And since it doesn't need to be censored anymore, there's no more bleeps, Bryn gets that sucker right up. So
yeah.
you might have that by, I don't know, 11?
Up by 11, usually.
Up by 11.
All right,
stick around. $1,000 every hour. It's a $12,000 a day giveaway. Plus, there's bottle rock tickets mm-hmm. and all kinds of other stuff. Keep it on Alice all day long. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, and tomorrow is also Survivor Day. Hurrah.
Yay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.